as Bay Area counties begin to open up and the weather improves, people are itching to get out and start interacting again. But is it safe to do so? Joining us on the KSRO Live line is Dr. Lee Riley, head of the Infectious Disease and Vaccinology Division at UC Berkeley. Thanks so much for joining us.
Joe, it's a real pleasure.
So have we got enough of a handle on the pandemic to begin gathering together again?
Well, I think maybe a little premature to be doing that. You know, we did this once before last summer where we thought things were improving, but we're in a little different situation, although, you know, we do have a vaccine now. Mm-hmm. But even then, I think we need to still be more cautious about reopening and doing these social gatherings.
And what kind of risk do we have of another surge of infections happening like we saw over the winter?
So the one new development is we've been hearing about these variants. And as we know from what's happening in Brazil, you know, this variant, the one in Brazil, is really causing a huge surge in their outbreak, in their epidemic. And so that doesn't mean that it's going to happen here, but we still need to be very wary of that possibility.
Go ahead. What are you seeing there at UC Berkeley in terms of the number of variants that we have in the Bay Area?
So the number of variants that we're seeing in the Bay Area are not really high. We do have these so-called variants of concern that appeared in California, and they're increasing in number. But they don't seem to be contributing to the surge that we're seeing in other parts of the country. And so we have to keep our eyes on these variants. And we do also we have also seen the Brazilian variant, there's a few of them that appeared in California. And so we just have to keep our eyes on them and make sure that people get vaccinated. The vaccines are effective for these variants. Everybody should know that. And so as long as we can get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we can, they will maybe be able to keep these variants in check.
Now, you mentioned Brazil. Are there other countries that we can look to as a model or as a warning as the United States works to reopen our businesses and relax rules about events and gatherings?
Yes. And so Brazil is an example of a country that we can look to as to not to do what they're doing, that they just didn't have the leadership to really control the epidemic there, and they didn't really take this seriously, as we were doing earlier. And then we can also look to China and other Asian countries where they've been able to control this epidemic even without the vaccine. And so we need to really pay attention to what's happening in other countries.
Now, we're seeing things like in South Korea where they dealt with MERS. Is that something that just sort of gave them an advantage over us here in the United States where they know how to respond to a pandemic?
Exactly. And so in Korea, when they had the MERS epidemic many years ago, they realized that they were totally unprepared for this type of epidemic. And so they really revamped their public health control programs and really established a very strong contact investigation program. They upgraded their testing programs. And so that's why they were really well prepared to handle this new epidemic. And that was the same with China. China had the original SARS epidemic back in 2003 or so, and they were also prepared. And so we now need to really prepare ourselves with what happened with this pandemic here in this country.
Yeah, we've already got training in the North Bay in terms of fire safety, and most people here have go bags ready to go. So I guess in our emergency kits, we'll have hand sanitizer, gloves, masks, all of those kinds of things, knowing that this can surge again. Is it likely that we're going to need to continue to wear masks even after most people are vaccinated?
Yes, I think so. You know, there's only one disease that's ever been eradicated from a vaccine, and that's smallpox. And it took more than 200 years to eradicate that disease. So COVID-19 is going to hang around for a long time. And we really do need to maintain vigilance. And vaccines is just not going to be enough, that we do need to start practicing social distancing and wearing masks, that especially in situations where the transmission is likely to occur.
Now, as you say, if we're going to have to continue to live with this, does that mean that we're really not going to get back to a pre-pandemic time where, you know, we have huge, massive stadium concerts and that sort of thing. Is that going to go away?
It may take time for us to be able to get back to that type of normal lifestyle. You know, in China, they are able to do a lot of these things that we used to be able to do. But again, they're still maintaining vigilance against this disease. And so it's hard to say when we'll be able to go back to completely normal lifestyle. But, you know, in Asia, people routinely wear masks, even before the pandemic period. And this is a kind of a cultural practice. Mm-hmm. And so this is something that I think we're going to have to start practicing. And if we don't do that, we're never going to be able to go back to the normal life.
Okay. So masks are a part of our regular stuff. Keys, phone, mask, right?
Right. Yeah. We need to make that into our cultural practice now.
Right. Right. Now, in terms of going forward, is it opinions of scientists that we're going to need to maybe get boosters every year or regular vaccines for COVID?
Right now, it's too soon to tell. The vaccines that we have right now are very good vaccines, and we don't know how long they'll be effective once we get them. But we just have to see.
Okay. All right. Will, we appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
That is Dr. Lee Riley. He is head of the Infectious Disease and Vaccinology Division at UC Berkeley.